Baptizing Lillian by Joseph Kent Craig. When my little sister Lillian was born, I had just been baptized. My father told me that if I stayed worthy to the covenants I had just made, he would let me baptize Lillian when she turned 8. He said that it is a great honor to baptize someone and challenged me to always live worthy of that great privilege. Throughout the next 8 years, I would often think about my father's promise and challenge, and was careful to always make good choices. Lillian and I spent a lot of time together growing up. I even taught her how to ride a bike. In coming to know Lillian more, I've learned that she has a kind heart and a Christ-like spirit. My mom always reminded us how important family relationships are, and she encouraged me to be kind, helpful, and compassionate to all my siblings. That counsel, along with my goal to qualify to baptize my sister, helped Lillian and me to develop a special and unique bond. On the day of Lillian's baptism, our dad took us into an empty classroom in the church building. He went over the baptism prayer with me and showed Lillian where to put her hands on my arm. We were both so excited. When Lillian came out of the water, neither of us could stop smiling. As she exited the font, she turned back and said, "Thank you, Kent, for baptizing me." My dad confirmed her, and we drove to the temple, which was nearby, and took pictures. A family tradition at baptisms to remind us that we are an eternal family. I'm so thankful for the gospel in my life. Baptizing Lillian was testimony building and has helped me in my preparations to serve a full-time mission. Just as my dad kept his promise to me, Heavenly Father keeps his promises to us. Honoring covenants brings great blessings, and I look forward to making my temple covenants in the future. End of Baptizing Lillian by Joseph Kent Craig.